Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And the topic for today is taking it easy. That sometimes life can be hard or sometimes it can be easy. But just because it's easy does not mean that's the best path to take. And when it gets hard, that does not necessarily mean that that's something you're supposed to avoid. Life is going to hand us things that either we didn't expect or we were kind of hoping that the universe would help us out a little bit with. Now, the interesting part about that is I am actually calling in this show from the side of the road. Yes, Dr. Eileen ran out of gas. I'm on a beautiful mountain road. And the interesting part is that, yes, I ran out of gas, as we all do, because I thought that I could make it and that it would be so much easier just to get where I'm going and then fuel up there. And I've driven this road many, many times and, you know, always make it to the gas station. The interesting part is that by doing what seemed to be easy, I actually made things a little bit harder for myself. And when we're able to take a look at that, when we're in the situation, okay, I'm somewhere where I do not want to be, in a circumstance I do not want to be, basically because of my own choices. So when we look at what is it about the situation that is hard, now that I have this, the result or the consequences of my earlier choices, is this a hard situation? Or is it an easy one? The answer to that is yes. It's hard because I'm not where I wanted to be. I have to kind of redo my schedule in my mind. I have to do my show from the road. And it's easy because right in this moment, there is nothing I can do about these circumstances. I'm in a safe place. And other than that, it's just waiting for my good friends over at AAA to come over and bring me some gasoline so I can go on to my journey. Now, is it easy accepting that I have to be patient? Well, I suppose so, because I can choose in this moment, my choices are what got me here, and I can choose in this moment how I hold it. I am sitting in a very lovely spot. It's surrounded by the woods, and it's really a very gentle place, and I am safe. So in just accepting that there's nothing I can change about this, that does in a way make it easy, because I can just sit and relax and just wait for assistance to arrive. Now, if I were standing here, sitting here fuming and, oh my gosh, you know, this is so frustrating and I really hate this and beating myself up, you should have got gas, you should have got gas, you should have got gas. Hindsight is, in fact, 20/20. Yes, I should have, but I didn't. So in this moment, I can either feel the frustration and the self-blame and shame and all of that that goes with it, or I can just say, all right, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to experience this and be as gentle with myself as possible. Now, the reason that I drove this particular route was because on the route I would normally take that would have had me at my place and at the gas station much earlier, which was kind of what I was counting on, was, well, I drive my regular route, and I just end up where, you know, the gas station is right there. As I was going up the windy road, we were stopped and told that we had to turn around because someone had driven off one of the mountain roads. And immediately I went into that place of, wow, I really hope they're okay. And I put out some good thoughts, you know, towards their safety and that, you know, it be as gentle as possible. So when I think about it, yeah, I chose to, you know, and by the detour that I had to take, that used way more gas than what I thought I was going to have to use. But in thinking about it, my day is still a lot better than someone whose car went off the road. And I really hope that they're okay. And I hope that, you know, they're not hurt badly, or if, you know, that worst case scenario happened, that, you know, it was at least, you know, something that they weren't in a lot of pain over. And I send out my thoughts to whoever that person's family is. I really hope that they're okay. So in making the choices I made and dealing with the consequences of those choices, my consequence for my choices today was that I'm going to have to sit by the side of the road for a little bit and wait for someone to, you know, come bring me some gasoline. Somebody else may have made a choice to drive that route a little bit faster than they should have. And maybe in that moment, they were in a rush to get somewhere, and they thought that the easiest thing to do was to drive faster. Sometimes the easy choice creates the hardest consequences. And sometimes the hardest choices actually create easier consequences. I was at a conference, and someone said something really interesting. They said a bad habit is something that is very easy to start but very difficult to live with. And a good habit is very difficult to start but very easy to live with. So when we think about those things that in our lives that are what we would call either hard or easy, and know that that is totally a matter of perspective. What somebody might view as hard, I would view running a marathon as epically, unbelievably hard. But there are those that do it, they enjoy it, it's their passion, and for them it's very easy to, you know, get up and bolt out there and challenge themselves and push themselves. That's what makes their life balanced. And in a way, that's what makes life easy for them, because they have this outlet that they can do that they feel passionately about, that they enjoy. Generally, we think of something hard as something that we don't enjoy, to have to deal with something. I was speaking with my son about the idea of fasting, and he's going to be participating in a fast coming up. And the perspective that it's not about having to participate in a fast, because you don't have to. It's about remembering that it's what you get to do. It's what you choose to do. And coming from that perspective of, you know, it doesn't mean that it's easy, because it's not. There's that, you know, piece that comes up that, where you really kind of have to discipline yourself. You have to take a look at, you know, wow, I'm feeling hungry. Do I want to hold on to this spiritual practice, or do I need to do something else? And even though it may be challenging, it's still what's in your heart. It's still something that makes you feel good. Therefore, even though it's challenging, it's easy. Oftentimes when we have to choose between, you know, making one choice or another, and maybe, you know, one choice takes us somewhere where we'd rather not be, but we know that on the other side of it is going to be something that we like and something that is going to enrich us and that we're going to feel proud of. Yeah, you know, the hard road can sometimes be the one that leads us to the place that we get the most satisfaction. I was speaking to somebody over the weekend, and he was mentioning that, oh, well, you know, life is easy. Life should be easy. You just leave it to the universe to hand it to you. And everything is, you know, you don't have to work for anything. And I looked at him, and I thought, well, that's a very interesting point of view. And I said, well, sometimes it's a good thing to work for something. And he said, well, you know, let's say money, if you had an issue with finances, what would be the easy way to get it? And I looked at him and I said, well, I suppose an easy way to get it is to wait till somebody else has worked for it, has done all that they need to do and has earned it, and take it away from them. And he looked at me with some surprise that I would propose something like that. And I said, well, that is an easy way to do it. Is that if you get caught, there are consequences. But is it the best way? It's not the way that I would choose. But if you just want something easy, yeah, wait till somebody else does the work and then just come in and claim it. But the thing is that when we look at what it is that's easy, when we look back on our lives, the things that meant the most to us, are the things that we had to fight for, the things that we had to work towards, the accomplishments that came through that sense of challenge and that sense of adversity. It's not always going to be hard. Sometimes the universe just throws us a bone and it actually works out to be easy, even in spite of our choices. Sitting here and, you know, and I have the AAA plus thing, so, you know, I don't even have to, you know, pay for the gas. So, yes, in that way, my consequences or my choices put me into a particular situation. But the resolution of that situation is, you know, pretty easy. And when you set the foundation, now, if I did not choose to have a fallback plan that I could just call up somebody and have them do it. Okay, if I didn't have that, I'd probably call up one of my friends and say, okay, this is where I am, and can you bring me some, you know, go get some gas and bring it to me. So there would be ways to deal with it, that basically the only stress involved is having to wait. So when we make choices that maybe are not quite so easy, maybe the lesson, okay, the lesson needs to be a little bit more firmly applied. My lesson in this is, okay, you know, when that light goes on, you know, or if I know that I'm going to be climbing up into the mountains and my vehicle is going to use more gas, that I need to make sure I've got enough. Sometimes those lessons come at a little bit of a bigger price. As with the person who, you know, maybe they were driving a little too fast. Those are some hard consequences. Sometimes when, you know, we make the choice to, gee, I think I'll send that text while I'm driving. And there have been hard consequences from that. And sometimes we even have to live with the consequences of other people's choices. Maybe that person who's texting or decided it was okay to have a few extra drinks and get on the road. It may be somebody else paying the price for that consequence. And that's a really hard thing to have to deal with. It may be that it sets up a consequence that they've got to do a lot of work in order to be able to, you know, even just get their life back. When we look at how we view the events in our lives. Defining it as hard or easy is a story. It creates a story around that event. Looking at the event for exactly what it is. My event for exactly what it is was that I ran out of gas. That is, you know, totally it. Now, I had the story, well, I should have gassed up. I didn't. I ran out of gas because. As soon as we attach the word because to any event, anything that follows that is a story that we're attaching to it. It may be a factual story. So if we start with the primary situation, I'm out of gas. We add to it, I'm out of gas because I didn't fuel up before I headed up the mountain. Then we add to that, I didn't fuel up before I headed up the mountain because I was not paying attention and because I made a bad choice and I'm a bad person and it was stupid of me to do that. And you see how it spirals off. And when you think about, you know, what, the things that happen in our lives and how we hold them and how we relate to them, if you break it down to that bottom core fact of, okay, this is the situation that I'm in, without adding the cause to it. Now, I know that since I did run out of gas because I didn't have enough gas in the tank, I know that, okay, the lesson to me is to be more vigilant in that process and to be more respectful of, well, one, physics and the role that gasoline plays in an internal combustion engine. These are the things that it's like, okay, this will be an amusing anecdote and an amusing story later, and, you know, my son is here in the car with me, and I'm sure that as soon as he gets, you know, within range, he's going to probably call up his brother and say, guess what Mom did? So the idea that when, you know, when we make things hard, quote, and, you know, put air quotes in that, quote, unquote, hard on ourselves, we look at, okay, what is the lesson that I'm meant to learn from this? How did my choices lead me here? Without saying it's a matter of fault, shame, or blame. You know, we all make choices, that some of which do not work out the way we thought they were going to work out. It happens each and every day, and whether it's something minor or something major, it affects us. It adds that little bit of life experience. Now, I will definitely take this life experience to heart. And I'm pretty much fairly sure that I'm not going to need another lesson in this. But sometimes those choices come back around again and we make the same choice. And each time the consequence gets to be more and more. You know, running out of gas, most people would not be able to locate a blessing in that. Well, my blessing is, one, I have my son here with me, so I'm not by myself. Two, it is, you know, very well lit. It's in the afternoon, so it's not like I'm sitting here off by the side of the road in the dark, worrying about whether or not a vehicle is going to come and run into me. I ran out of gas right at a point where even though one of those emergency call boxes is at, so we were able to give the folks the number on the box, so they were able to identify exactly where I was. So if this had to happen, this happened in the easiest possible way for me to be able to deal with it. And for that, I'm tremendously grateful to the universe. Now, when, you know, I look at the possibilities of what could have gone wrong, which sometimes people do. It's like, okay, you've got your basic situation, and it's not so bad, but then the mind needs a story to go into, so that it's like, well, it could have been this, and it could have been that, and I could have, you know, run out of gas at a really bad spot, or I could have, you know, run out of gas and somebody ran into me. Well, all of those are things that are going to make it harder. It makes it harder to be in that place of, you know what, here's the situation. It's certainly not as bad as it could be. But if you start thinking about how hard it could be, then that's going to become your focus. That's going to become the lesson of shame, blame, and, you know, and fear. Going into fear. This type of situation does make a person feel vulnerable. You know, oh my gosh, I'm at the side of the road. I can't go where I want to go. I cannot control this situation. Because there's nothing like an empty gas tank that will remind you that, okay, you are not totally in control. And for some folks, that makes it hard. It makes it scary. Fear usually ends up going into that place of something that when it's really hard, we get scared. We don't usually get scared when it's easy because we're not thinking about it. So in looking at what it is that we need to do, we cannot change this situation. I cannot change this situation that I'm in, and I can reframe what it is that is happening so that it's not scary, that I realize, okay, you know, I'm going to be all right. The people will eventually get here, and I'm not going to have to worry about it, and then I can get on with my day and do my things and take care of what I need to take care of. So by removing that fear of, well, you know, of what could happen, I can stay in a moment that really isn't that bad. And in thinking about some of the stuff that, you know, we all encounter every day, that each one of you encounter, there are hard aspects to it and there's easy aspects. And it is so much more gentle to go with that, which is that easy piece. Because sometimes both the hardest and the easiest part of something is to put it into perspective. And it can be real hard to put things into perspective when, you know, you've got fear or you've got anxiety or anger working at that. And it can be very easy because if you're in a situation where you have no control, when there's really nothing you can do in that moment, surrender to it. Be there with it. Say, okay, I cannot make this be something other than what it is. So I may as well just sit and be with it. Looking at where it comes up in you, looking at what fear is playing into it, or maybe no fear is playing into it. But just observing what the situation is and realizing that you have the power in many cases to either make it much harder or much easier. Challenging, yes. Challenging is, you know, it's something that helps us grow. But hard has a different sort of energy about it. Hard really puts it into that place of, this is something I don't want to deal with. This is something that is not, you know, it's just the universe being mean to me. You know what? The universe really has no intention to be mean to you or to any one of us, in my humble opinion. This is not about whether or not the universe likes us or not. You know, like, oh, great, you know, I ran out of gas. Thank you, universe. You know what? The universe is doing exactly what my choices led it to do. It doesn't intend to make life hard for us, but it will allow it if that's what we need to learn. You know, there's a saying that the burnt hand teaches best. And sometimes we have to go to that place. And then we realize, okay, I'm stuck. Do I really want this to be harder than it needs to be so that when, you know, I do get going again, you know, I'm going to be going with this level of anxiety that, you know, I'm going to be, you know, son of a gun and, you know, feeling bad about myself and feeling embarrassed that somebody's got to come and, you know, give me gasoline and, oh, my God, the tow truck driver is going to be judging me. To take it where it doesn't need to go is really kind of silly. And to know that, you know, I'm going to be taken care of, then I will go off on my merry way and I'll find the gas station and, you know, do what I need to do to take care of that and go and have a nice late lunch and just look at this for exactly what it is, an interesting event in an otherwise uneventful day. So as you look at those things that come up, look for those opportunities to change the perspective on it. Look at those opportunities to say, okay, I surrender to the fact that I cannot control this, so how can I make this as nice for myself as I can? You know, if you're like me and you're, you know, sort of pulled over by the side of the road in a beautiful wooded area, you know, maybe you take a breath of that, you know, crisp, clean mountain air and just relax and enjoy what's around you. Maybe you're in a situation where you can't do that. Maybe you run out of gas on the freeway, or maybe you get caught behind a traffic jam and you can't get to your job, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be late for my job, and then I'm going to lose my job, and then I'm going to lose my house and my car, and, you know, it's going to be horrible, and I'll be in a box by the river, and, you know, and just creating story on top of story. It's so much easier to try to do your best. You know, the old saying, there is no try, there's only do or do not. But if you work at stopping the crazy train before it completely pulls out of the station, or at the very least, get off the crazy train, because otherwise you're the one putting on the engineer hat. And you're driving that crazy train wherever it is that you want to take it. You don't need to do that. Each and every moment, we have the gift of choice as to how we hold the events that come into our lives, because they came into our lives for a reason. Sometimes it's because of choices that we've made. And, you know, there are people who believe that, you know, it's like karmic choices and bad things happen to you. I really don't subscribe to that. If you do, blessings to you, and, you know, I honor it, but that is your belief system, and I don't believe it's mine. I don't believe that I ran out of gas because I did a mean thing in a past life. I don't think it's that complicated. I think that as we grow as individuals, as we grow as spiritual beings, as we grow as human beings, you know, because we are humans being human, we learn from the choices that we make. We make the best choices that we know to make in any given moment. And sometimes those choices make life easy, and sometimes those choices make life hard. But it's all about us learning. It's all about us growing. It's all about us gaining wisdom, not just for ourselves, but that we can share with other people. Because that's that other piece. Yeah, I'm going to go, and if I talk to anybody, it's like, hey, you make sure you got enough gas before you drive up on that hill, because you never know when a detour is going to happen. And really, that is kind of, you know, explaining life. When you think you've got everything covered, it's Murphy's Law. One of them states that if you believe that you have everything covered, if you believe you have the situation fully under control, obviously there's something you don't know about. And that is life. And the most interesting parts are when we hit those places where it's the things we don't know about. And when those things catch up with us, you know, I had no idea that I would not be able to drive the route that I normally drive, that, you know, would have gotten me there with plenty of time and plenty of gas. But a detour was needed. And it's the detours that create the opportunity for us to learn, for us to grow, for us to be able to look at a situation and say, you know what? I did not see that coming. But it's here and I have to deal with it. Then the most important aspect of choice comes in. How do I hold this? How do I deal with it? How do I create the most positive experience? Or if I can't create a positive experience out of this, how can I minimize the negativity that comes in? Because it may not even be your negativity. Maybe you're being all zen and it's like, oh, yes, you know, it's just an occurrence in the universe and all of that. And I am tremendously fortunate. Well, as a mother, I've always considered myself tremendously fortunate. There is no aspect of my life that I carry more pride in and more love for than for my sons. And I'm not just saying that because one of them is sitting here next to me. And the idea that, you know, maybe you're in a situation now. He's sitting here quietly and playing solitaire on his phone. And he could be, God, Mom, why did you run out of gas? How come you didn't stop and get gas? And da-da-da-da, and all this other stuff. And he could be just, you know, grousing at me nonstop. And that would definitely make it difficult for me to stay in my good space. And sometimes it's not as much us, but the people around us, you know, we're balanced, we're okay, but somebody else being unbalanced triggers us to go, oh, for goodness sakes, and then we start buying into the story. Either we get angry or we feel guilty or, you know, it starts going into that. So by keeping that focus and realizing, okay, I'm having this experience. Somebody else right here with me may be having a different experience with this. And yet we're in the exact same situation. So being able to hold that no matter what is going on or who is interacting with it, because in that is also a lesson. In that we can either buy into it and either get into a fight, get into an argument, which leads to, well, you always or you never, and it goes into that space, or you help somebody else be able to be in a place of balance, to be in a place of calm. And generally, that's a lot better, especially when you're in a situation that you're going to be stuck in for a little bit. Being able to not worry so much about changing somebody, but letting your actions speak louder than words. Letting what you're doing and how you're expressing it and, you know, maybe bringing in a little bit of humor, but coming from that gentle place because, you know, you don't know what it is that they're going through about it because they've got their own personal process that's working. So it's important to know that, you know, two people can be in the exact same situation side by side. For one person, it's easy. For the other person, it's hard. So there's that point of it's about the perspective that you hold. It's about that place of, okay, from my viewpoint, this is easy. But somebody, and they have 100% right to be in whatever space they choose to be in about it. For them, it's like, oh, my God, this is unbearable. This is intolerable. You know, I know folks who would be going just bat crap crazy, you know, right now. Because having that control taken from them would create this huge ball of energy that they would have to express somehow. They'd either be, you know, stomping up and down or, you know, they'd be kicking something or going out and screaming at a tree or whatever. And that's their way of handling it. And understanding that's the best way that they know in that moment to deal with it. We all do the best we can in any given moment to be able to deal with the, you know, with what comes into our lives. Each and every moment, something as subtle as, you know, somebody's trying to merge into your lane and you let them or you don't let them. You know, maybe you let them and your act of kindness helps them feel a lot better and they go out and they do another act of kindness. Or you refuse to let them in, and it aggravates them, and they make whether it's hard or easy, you make that choice. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for being in this space with me while I wait for AAA. And there is the truck right there. So, blessings, and we will see you next time on Healing House Radio. Take care. Bye-bye.